Okay, now we're going to sing them all through without any pausing. Take a deep breath and let's dig in.
There is one who speaks rashly, like the thrust of a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing, Proverbs 12:18. Pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones, Proverbs 16:24. Let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for edification, according to the need of the moment, that it may give grace to those who hear. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Psalm 141, verse 3, is a very good prayer for me. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise makes knowledge acceptable, but the mouth of fools spouts folly. Anxiety in the heart of a man weighs it down. Anxiety in the heart of a man weighs it down. Anxiety in the heart of a man weighs it down. But a good word makes it glad. But a good word makes it glad.
How does that one start? Rachel, how about if you help us out?
If anyone thinks himself to be religious and yet does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this man's religion is worthless. When there are many words, transgression is unavoidable, but he who restrains his lips is wise. Proverbs 10:19. Do not reprove a scoffer, lest he hate you. Reprove a wise man, and he will love you. Proverbs 9:8. Don't be a scoffer, be a wise man. There are six things which the Lord hates, yet seven which are an abomination to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that run rapidly to evil, a false witness who utters lies, and one who spreads strife among brothers.